Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, going to be cloudy with rain developing and could mix at times with snow. We'll have a high only around the low 40s. We're there right now at 42 degrees in Kenosha, 44 Burlington, 42 in Milwaukee, also in Racine. Decisions made yesterday in the spring election, most of the surprises in Racine County. The Burlington School referendum, there were three questions on the ballot, all three of them lost. For Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroot, the winner over Jerry Garski. Mount Pleasant Village trustee winners Hewitt, Haven, and DeGroot. The latter, of course, that position will have to be filled with DeGroot moving over to the presidency. For Sturtevant Village President Jamie Hoffman upsetting Steve Jansen. Sturtevant trustee winners Rosenbaum, Villapando, and Johnson. Aldermanic District Number 4 in Burlington, incumbent Todd Bauman reelected. Aldermanic District 1 in Burlington, nobody filed to run for the job, so there was a write-in winner, Sue Cott. Aldermanic District 5 in Racine, Steve Smetana. District 1, Jeff Coe. Aldermanic District 15, Melissa Lemke. And District 7, Alderman Ray DeHaan. All incumbents, all reelected. District 3, however, Mike Shields, the longtime incumbent, upset by John Tate II. Five-vote difference, so there's likely going to be a recount there. In the Village of Elmwood Park for president, Kathy Wells was the winner. For Caledonia Village trustee, Dave Pratt upset by Jay Burkowski. Waterford Village president, Jim Snyder was the winner. Union Grove Village trustee, Janet Wingett. The referendum in Yorkville, the no votes, 270, the yes votes, 249. For Dover Town Chair, Mario Vincent Lina was the winner. Rochester Village trustee winners, Beck, Ehlers, and a tie for third place between Webb and Gerber. And for the Burlington School Board, it was Turk, Hahn, and Kessler. City of Racine referendum, that big referendum question, the yes votes just under 3,600 yes. It was no's just under 857. Well, in Milwaukee County, nearly three-quarters of the votes from Tuesday against a referendum question asking if there was should be support for a $60 wheel tax to help pay for public transit costs and also transportation projects. Well, he's going to be leaving his job, too, after several years, but Burlington's Tony Romo is doing so on his own, calling retirement the right decision at this point, telling reporters in a conference call that he's excited about the challenge of broadcasting and says he'll approach this new job just like he did football games.
You're not playing in the game, and I understand that I'll be in the background now. As far as, you know, the players in the field are what makes this game go. I understand that. It's not about the rest of us. But my hope is to come out and make it enjoyable to watch, teach the game a little bit, and maybe tap into a few things that I can bring that hopefully people can enjoy.
Romo admitted that the Houston Texans were atop his list of potential teams if he had kept playing, but decided the best decision is the broadcast booth where he's expecting there will be pressure. Fire in a laser machine at Kennel Manufacturing in Kenosha at 10200 55th Street caused a significant amount of smoke inside that complex late last night, forced the evacuation of the workers, though some did try to put out the flames with extinguishers. The alarm coming in just after 11 p.m., responding city crews told there were flames observed on the machine and all the smoke. Once the fire was out, the battalion chief had requested what are called airboats to help ventilate that building. In Kenosha Circuit Court, Andrew Obregon was sentenced to the mandatory life term in prison without the chance of being released. The outcome on that really wasn't in doubt, but that sentencing was just filled with emotion and all kinds of tension. He's the rural Kenosha County man who eluded law enforcement for 24 days a year and a half ago, a crime spree that included murder, attempted murder, robbery, and plenty of high-speed pursuits. Obregon's attorney, Christine Watson, said that things just spiraled out of control after getting into a fatal confrontation with the murder victim, Tywan Anderson. She said Obregon has a strong flight response that when he was faced with a difficult situations, that's what happened there.
When presented with difficult situations, he runs away from problems. This case just shows that on a very grand scale. It's easy, I think, to judge and say that people would act differently than how he did, but you really never know unless you're faced with that situation.
In imposing the life sentence, Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman displayed little sympathy for Obregon. Over a dozen friends and family of Obregon's were in the courtroom with a show of support, several breaking down in tears. Charges including attempted intentional homicide and armed robbery, filed against two men from Racine accused of robbing the Little Caesars pizza shop on Durant Avenue last week. 20-year-old Victor Guardo and 23-year-old Isaac Jackson are brothers. They appeared in court. They're accused of taking money from the registers after two employees were unable to open up the store safe. One of the workers hit in the head with a gun several times, resulting in serious injuries. Both men are going to be back in court next week. And thanks to a newly formed citizens group, Pleasant Prairie Police are soon going to be wearing body cameras. WRJN's Janet Hoff has details.
The department started field testing body cameras last July, looking at two models. According to a news release, the department has selected the Safariland ViewU body cameras for purchase. With the financial assistance of the new group, the Pleasant Prairie Police Officer Appreciation Association, the department will buy 31 body camera units, enough for each officer. The department drafted a policy for the use of the new cameras as part of the testing process, which will be available for public review as the cameras are put into service. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The process for picking Racine's next mayor is on the 6 p.m. agenda for the Common Council and Committee of the Whole. This on the heels of Mayor John Dickert's announcement, of course, about leaving this summer for the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities initiatives. Nothing can officially happen, though, until he does resign, and once that occurs, then the council will decide on the special election between 62 and 77 days going forward. The filling the gap will result in the council president becoming the acting mayor, then the interim mayor. So a decision on the next council president takes on much greater significance. That'll be up to the full body later on. Roughly 3 months to go on that job before he takes over with that new job, and Mayor John Dickert says, "I still got plenty of work to do." He was on WRJN's Community Conversations talking about, among other things, the state historic tax credits and a needed extension by Gorman & Company to make the Machinery Row project work. On the proposed Lakefront Event Center, he noted that Oak Creek is moving in that direction and Kenosha may do something as well.
Good project, and I think Hammes will put together a good project. And this council doesn't move on it, then either Oak Creek or Kenosha is going to do it, and then it's checkmate for us downtown. And all those businesses that are hanging on by a thread, who are looking for more people and more vitality and more tax base, all of those types of projects are going to either linger or die because you've got to get a catalyst that starts the momentum.
Meanwhile, he's still not giving a specific resignation date, just saying it's July, but the mayor believes that the council should move quickly on the special election process.
You know, I think it'll all work out just fine. You know, I'm hoping that they have the same values and ideas and vision that we've been running. Things have gone pretty well, and I hope they carry the torch and keep carrying it forward rather than stepping back.
And Mayor Dickert admitted it's kind of strange not having Tom Friedel in the administrator's office, Friedel now retired, while James Palahniuk begins the job later this month. Milwaukee-based Brannigan Communications is going to help to implement an economic development communication strategy for the city of Racine, the Development Office, and the Redevelopment Authority. Development Director Amy Connolly telling the RDA board, consultants, market analysts, and others have noted the lack of information about city development efforts with a specific website and social media.
I think we've done a lot in the last, 10 months to position ourselves as a community that is really interested in doing business. We've invested a lot in new programs. You can see the building department is working hard to do courtesy inspections and engage our business owners in discussions about their buildings, and we really want to promote and market ourselves that way.
RDA Chairman Greg Helding, who knows a thing or two about websites, supported a separate page and minced no words when he said, frankly, the city's website is junk.
I don't know why it's so clunky, why stuff's not where it's supposed to be, why links
so
are broken.
I
just don't know. It was a source of consternation for me when I was on the council, and now that I'm off as a taxpayer, when I want to, I still want to get to like a couple of key things. You know, I can find out if my property tax bill is paid or look up something. But The Legistar part of it is kind of weird. I don't know. Yeah. And to me, even if we had like a sort of a sub area on there, just people getting to it would be difficult.
Yeah. Brannigan chosen over two local firms in part because Connolly said they offered a better plan for marketing Racine on a regional level. Sturtevant Village Board will meet tomorrow night. There has been an agenda amendment to include a closed session with the Plan Commission on the conditional use permit for Racine Unified's Real School, and the district saying it'll go to court over the current stalemate. Tonight, the Burlington Common Council has a 6:30 Committee of the Whole session. Then it's followed by the regular business meeting. On that agenda, resolution authorizing $5.4 million in bonding for the new swimming pool project and a closed session on possible acquisition of the Knights of Columbus building on East State Street and a proposed joint government center and open session to follow. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast. They're in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.